bottom of the Fehem of Bays mentions, what is this? What happens to a person who waits for his friend to finish davening? If you wait for him, what is your reward? Now you pick up from Vav Amud Aleph at the top. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi, son of Rabbi Chanina, said, Zoche, the brachos halalu, he merits the following brachos, Shenemar luik shafta lumisvosai. If you would have listened to my mitzvah, Svi chanar shlomecha, your peace would flow like a river, Tzidkascha kigale hayam, and your righteousness like the ways of the sea, Vihi chachol zarecha, Tzatzei meyacha, children will be as abundant as the sand. So that is the schar for a person who waits for someone in davening. The Rashi seems to imply here luhik shafta lashon hamtana hi, that since you waited, so to speak, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also, you know, luhik shafta l'mitzvosecha, again it's this notion of waiting, I guess according to the Gemara here. Says Rashi. So again, because you've waited, so to speak, for someone, I bestow upon you these mitzvos. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. I believe the previous brisa was quoted in the name of Abba Binyamin. So we're continuing to quote various brisas in his name as well. And here is another one, Tanya. Abba Binyamin Omer, L'malei nitna reshus la'ayin liros. If the eye would be given permission to see, in kol birya yechola lamod mipnei mezikin, no one would be able to stand in face of the mezikin, of these, dangerous critters, these demons, the shedim ha'omdim lefanav, says Rashi, that are in front of you. That's what the Gemara is referring to. I once heard from someone that, what does this mean that you have these demons around you? And the Gemara is going to discuss that they're all around us, thousands of them, in a few moments. In the modern world, maybe we can appreciate that a little bit more, since we know there are thousands of bacteria that are just floating in the air that, some people just pick up these random viruses, and people can get sick suddenly, and they picked it up from who knows where. On the surfaces of things, there's many bacteria that are floating around. So we do know, and maybe if we'd be able to see all these various possible lingering types of microbacteria, we'd be nervous and wouldn't be able to function. Who knows? Maybe that is what the Gemara is referring to. Regardless, let's continue. Amar Abaye, Inhu nefishin mina, they are more numerous than us, these mezikin. Vekaime alon ki chisla l'ugya, and they stand about us like a ditch in the mound. And Rashi there explains, kishuas chafira, like these rows of ditches, kefasa ugya sha'osin tachas agfanim, moshe shaninu, kotze gemara mod katan. These ditches that are around these trees. So again, we're talking about how we're totally surrounded by these demons. Amar Rav Huna, Kol Chad V'Chad Minan Alpa Mismale V'Rivasa Mimine. And each one of us, if thousands of them to the left and 10,000 to a person's right. Again, the thousands of microbacteria that just surround the air that we breathe on a regular basis. Ra'amarava, Haiduchaka dahavikala, the feeling that you're, shall we say, being squeezed at these shiurim, the yarche kalas, these public communal shiurim and lectures, is because of these demons. And Rashi says, "Pamim shebnei Adam yoshvim revachim b'yom haShabbos." You know, we sit Shabbos Hagadol, Shabbos Shuva, Shabbos before Yom Tov, right? We think we're sitting in ample room in our benches and our chairs. In order sheboin lishmo drasha v'dome lehem kishoshin techukim, but really we feel tight and we feel squeezed and maybe we feel a little bit claustrophobic. Yet there should be lots of room, but there really isn't. And maybe that's because of these mezikin that are around us. And not only that, but hane birke de shalhei, minayhu, why is it that our knees become very tired again? It's because of these mezikin. What would happen? What would happen? Rashi explains that your knees would be so tired from attending these shiurim. You know, you'd walk, you try to walk around a little bit, and you have this resistance of these mezikin that are in your way. And hani mani de rabbanan de balu mechufya didhu, and the Talmudic, these rabbinical scholars, their clothes wear out very quickly again because of these mezikin. Rashi here explains. The big day Talmidim Shibolim Meher. Why is it that the clothes of the Chacham are wearing out? Heim einam b'nei malacha, shuvu big day heim. They're not out in the field. They're not climbing. They're not running. They're not in the warehouse. Why is it their clothes still wear out? So it must be the mezikin are literally rubbing on their clothing, which causes their clothing to slowly wear out and then disintegrate. Must be these mezikin. Hane kar'e dimnakfan. It was the feet that are rubbing again, it's affected because of them. Haiman de Bai Ilamide Lehum. What do you want to do? If you want to be more, if you want to see these Mizikin, Lise Kitma Nihila. You need to take ashes, special sifted ashes, in order to see these mezikin. And hadar apurya, put them around your bed at night. But safra chaze, wake up in the morning, you are going to see kikare de sar negola, and you will be able to see in the morning these footprints of these roosters, and that would be to tell you how many. Hamid are actually there, and there'd be tons of them. Haiman deba'i lemei chizinhu. What, if you want to see them, what else, what can you do? Leite shil yisa deshun risa. You bring the placenta of a female cat. Ukamta bas ukamta. A black cat, the daughter of black cat. Buchrasa bas buchrasa. It's also the Bukhor. It has to be the firstborn cat, the daughter of another firstborn cat. Felikleye binura. And you then would have to burn this placenta. Felishechazke. You'd have to grind it down. Velimle ene mine. You put some of this powder, I guess, around your eye. V'chazi lehu. And if you do all that, you'll be able to see them. V'lishtiye begufta de farzala. And the rest of the remaining sut, or I guess this ash, that you've created, you put it in a iron tube. The lichtme begushpanka de farzala. You have to seal it with a iron seal. Dilma ganve mine, because after all, these mezikin might come and steal it from you. The lichtum pume. You must make sure to close your mouth. Kihechi de lola tazak, or else you could become harmed from this. Method. Rashi seems to say here, if you, this is a little strange, Rashi seems to say that someone just sealed can't be affected by the mezikim, which is why if you seal it from them, they can't get to it. Rav Bivi Bar Abaye Avarachi. Rav Bivi Bar Abaye did this. Right? He did this, all these stages and steps, never be able to see them. Chaza V'Idzak. He saw them, Chaza V'Idzak, and he was damaged. He was harmed because of it. But Rabban Rachme Alai V'Itasi. The rabbis davened the river that Hashem should have mercy on him. And after davening, he actually was able to become better. He was healed from having seen these mezikim. Okay, let's go on to another statement by Brisa by Abba Binyamin that maybe we could understand a little bit more. Abba Binyamin Omer, ain't tefillah shel adam nishmas al beveis haknesses. Person's davening could only be heard in a shul. There's no question that davening shul is qualitatively superior to davening at home. Famous question was actually asked by Rav Moshe Feinstein, what's better, to daven? You know, a person could daven with greater kavana in at home. Maybe you should daven at home as opposed to in shul. I think Rav Moshe said, no, absolutely not. You should daven in shul with less kavana. Simply because daven at home, it's a suffix if your tefillah is accepted. But if you daven in a shul, for sure your tefillah will be accepted. So the importance of davening in a shul, and as we'll see in a minute, really with a minyan. How do we know this? Shnemar li Shmuel harina ve'el ha-tefillah. Shparchu hears the song and the tefillah. B'makamina shamte tefillah. The place of song, meaning in a shul, that is a place where a person should daven. How do we know specifically? Rashi actually says here, Makam Rina, Beis HaKnesa, Shesham Omrim HaTzibur Shiros Yishpachos, Ben Imas Kol Arev, that in Shul, it is sung praises of God with a beautiful voice. For those of you who live in Thornhill, that is the Shmuel Arena Vel Tefillah, is actually what's embroidered on the parochas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Referring to the tzibur, the most beautiful kol aref of davening, definitely applies, it should apply all year, but definitely applies on the Yamin Urayim. Okay, we need to pick up the pace there a bit. Amar Ravain Bar Rav Adam, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Minash Gadosh Baruch Hu, Matzo B'et HaKnesses. How do we know that Gadosh Baruch Hu was found in a shul? Shneim Malikim Nitzav B'et Haskel. It says specifically, Gadosh Baruch Hu was found, God stands in the this divine assembly. And that is where people daven. How do we know that when Tamin daven together, the Shechina of Hashem is with them? God stands again in this divine assembly. Ida, we know, is 10. Freshna Pasuk Ad Masa La Ida Hara Hazos, referring to the 10 Meraglim, because the other two were good, Kalav and Yefunas. We know that Ida is equal to 10, and that's we see that. The presence of God is found with these 10. And how do we know that the three judges who adjudicate together, the Shechina, is also found among them? Because in the midst of where judges are, there, in the midst of the judges, Kodesh Baruch Hu will judge, and again, Elokim, God will judge, he's found them. And Lishnaim, Shoshim, Voskim, Torah, Shishkin, and Maim. We know that even two people sitting together learning Torah. How do we know that the Shekhin is with them? Shneamar, Az, Nidbru, Yerei Hashem, Isha, Reyehu, Vayakshev, Hashem, Vayishma. And there are people who literally who feared Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they were speaking. Kodesh Baruch Hu listened. Ma the Choshvei Shmo. This is actually the condition of the pasuk, which pasuk reads as Nidbru Yirei Hashem Yishrael Vayakshav Hashem Vayishma Vikasev Sefer Zikron the final of the Yirei Hashem with the Choshvei Shmo. So what does it mean the Choshvei Shmo? Amar Ravashi Chashav Adam Lasos Mitzvah. If a person considers doing a mitzvah, the Nenas for Lo Asa, something happened. It was Nenas, something which was totally unpreventable happened. He was able to do the mitzvah. We credit such a person to as if he had fulfilled this intention. This is what it means from Choshvei Shemo, people who contemplate. Kadosh Baruch Hu contemplate, meaning you want to perform a mitzvah, doesn't work out. Sometimes things happen in life, a true one situation that you have no control over, and your plans do not come to fruition, you get some schar for it. How do we know if one person is saying, learning Torah, we know the Shekhinah is with them? Whenever I put my name to be mentioned, I will come to you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless such a person. Again, it says, Eilecha, to you, which is Lashon Yechid, says Rashi, and therefore we see that even one person, the Shechina is found there. V'chi machar dafilu chad. If we know that the Shechina is found with one person, then terei mi baye. Why didn't you tell me about two? Just say with one person learns Torah, for sure two people learn Torah. No, terei mi kasvan milayhu b'sefer zichronos. In the case of two people who are learning together, literally, it's not just the Shechina, but it's really what their words are inscribed in this book of remembrance. Much more than just the Shechina is present. But one person who learns, it's not scribed in the book of remembrance. I think it's very simple. We have two people learning, things are remembered because one person can remind the other person. It's etched in memory. There's real give and take. And therefore, it's a qualitatively superior type of learning when two people are, there's masa umata, going back and forth, opposed to just one person. But since you learn there's two, why did you mention three? I know if there's two, for sure there's three. Man, the same dina shlama balmahu. You might have thought that what, when a person who's judging a case, it's just, you know, it's a matter of making peace, right? As opposed to mamish learning Torah, v'lo asher shechina. But there's no shechina system when it comes to judging. No, kamash v'lam, didina nami ainu Torah. Wants to tell that if there's a case of people adjudicating a judgment, it's as if it is considered Torah study, and the shechina is even found in a court where there's three people. In a situation where the Shechina is found with three people who are adjudicating or sitting in judgment. Why tell me 10? People who are davening. Of course, but 10 people are davening. No. In the case of 10 people who daven together, in such a case, in such a case, the Shechina comes before they even arrive. Talasa at the Yasve. In the case of three people, we're judging a case together. The Shechina only comes once they actually sit and begin to deal with this judgment, to deal with this case. And only then the Shechina arrives. By 10, the Shechina arrives before these 10 people arrive. I'm a Rav Yavin, I'm a Rav Adam, a Rav Yitzchak. Where do we know the Kadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin? Shnemar, Nishba Hashem Bimino Bizroa Uzo. Kadosh Baruch Hu swears by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. Bimino zo Torah. That's his right. Shenemar, how do we know this? Mino eish das lamo. Because from his right hand, it will present the eish das, the fiery Torah to them. Bizroa uzo the tefillin. By the arm of his strength, this is referring to tefillin. How do we know this? Shenemar, Hashem oz lamo yitain. Hashem will give strength to his people. Alludes to tefillin. Has this allude to tefillin? Because I see here the Marsha says that because Hashem swore by his right hand and by his arm of his strength, what does this mean? Because Baruch Hu swore by the Torah in his right hand and by the tefillin, which are worn on the left arm. An oath is made while holding a sacred object. God, as it were, swore holding both Torah and tefillin. I see that in the article notes, they quote the name of the Marsha. How do we know that tefillin are considered a strength for the Jewish people? All the nations of the world will see that God is great, called upon you, and they'll be in awe of you. Vesanya, and be taught in a brisa, Rabbi Lezer, Agadolomir, Rabbi Lezer says, Elu tefillin shebarosh, is referring to specifically tefillin shebarosh. They are public, supposed to be Yarab, which are more concealed. Amar le Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak Rav Chia bar Avim Hanei Tefillin Demari Alma Mai Dichsiv Behu. What are the Tefillin? What does it say? The Tefillin of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Amar le Mi Kamchai Goy Echad Baretz Micham Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. And who is like you, the Jewish nation, people of Israel, who are one in the land? Mi Mishtabeach Kuch Abrichu B'Shivchai D'Yisrael. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu was praised with the praises of the Jewish people. It's very peculiar. Guess what? Rav Chia says, yes! In! Dichsiv es Hashem hemarta hayom. Vachsiv v'Hashem hemircha hayom. It says that you have praised Hashem. And it also says that Hashem has praised you today. What does this mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Rosh Baruch Hu says to the Jewish people, Atem asisuni chativa achas b'olam, you have made me unique when it comes to praise in this world. V'ani asaschem chativa achas b'olam, and I'll make you this unique praise in the world. Atem asisuni chativa achas b'olam, you have made me unique. Shenemar shema Yisrael shel gemechad. As it says, hearken, hear, O Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem, is one. V'niyasa chativa achas b'olam, and I'll make you the unique praise in the world, as it says, mikamcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. The Jewish people are like one in the your people, Israel, one nation in a one land. The idea of oneness doesn't necessarily mean there's only, you know, it's not an ordinal number, but rather it's a kind of idea that we really use everything that we have. B'chol levav, chol nafshav, chol modech, we use everything that we have to serve God. And if we use everything we have to serve God, so to speak, kivyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu, use everything he has to for his nation, for his people. Amalei Ravacha, Bereidu Ravel Ravashi, Teinach B'chad Besa. That's fine, you know. Tefillin, we know, are made of different components. So one component, I understand, that's what's there. But what about B'shar Batemai? What's written in the other sections of the Tefillin? Ravashi says, Amar lei, ki mi goy gadol. Later on, mi goy gadol, ashrachi, so nisa alokim, various psukim, otischa elyon. These are various psukim that are found throughout Sefer Dvarim. Then those are the sections of the tefillin that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the four sections of tefillin that he has. Ravacha asks, that's nice. These five psukim are in God's tefillin. But there's five. What about four? There's too many compartments. How many are here? Yeah, there's five here. And there should only be four. Ella ki mi gadol, mi goy gadol, du damyan lahadade. The pasuk, these two psukim are really, they're similar, and therefore they really should be in one. Bechad batzei, one compartment. Ashrecha, yisro mi kamcha yisro bechad batzei. Those psukim should be in one. Ranisa lukim bechad batzei, that should be in one. Lasisun elyon bechad batzei, and that pasuk should also, tisra elyon, make you supreme, should also be in one compartment as well. Just to finish it off, the next three words of the Amud Beis, V'chuhu k'sive be'ed ra'e. And all these psukim are written in the tefillin that are placed on the arm. Because in the arm, tefillin shebiyad, all the psukim are written into one cloth, one parchment, opposed to tefillin shebaros, which are written in four separate compartments. So again, Kadosh Baruch Hu were tefillin, Am Yisrael were tefillin, and the idea here is the reciprocity between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. If we take the initiative and we don our tefillin, so to speak, Kadosh Baruch Hu responds in kind, and he wears tefillin praising his people, his nation, Yisrael.